present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a second visit to the city of Portsmouth. Before James II was deposed by the Glorious Revolution of 1688, William of Orange braved a stormy crossing from Holland to land here with an army. He marched his exhausted men a few miles north and fought the Battle of Eastleigh to win control of the town. And then rather wished he hadn't bothered. The city's long association with the Navy is apparent from its pub names, such as the Royal Ark, the Broadside Inn, the Trafalgar Tavern, and the Lord Nelson Arm. Hampshire's county town of Winchester is about 30 miles north of here. Winchester frequently comes top in surveys as the nicest English city to live in, but after Brexit-related concerns about imports from Europe, the town suffered essential food shortages, with shops being stripped bare by locals panic-buying wild basil pesto. Winchester College is the exclusive public school founded by Edward VI. Our very own Tim Brooke Taylor attended Winchester College and recalls how in his first year exams, Tim got an A in science, a B in maths and a C in history. Sadly, it was a spelling test. BBC Radio has its digital communications department here. It's they who are responsible for trying to fix those problems on down-the-line discussions that plague the Today programme. And just this week, there was a lengthy delay on the line marring a live interview with Harold Wilson. The alternative treatment and well-being expert, Linda Bennett, has premises here. A keen Francophile, when she thought she might take her clientele over the channel to a meditation centre in France, Bennett rang their tourist board and asked for the name of a famous French retreat. They said she'd have to be a lot more specific than that. One of the UK's largest IKEA stores opened in nearby Southampton in November 2009, when in the first month, 15,000 shoppers went through the entrance. In celebration of the 10th anniversary, IKEA let some of them out. Exactly a year ago, an IKEA-sponsored academy opened in Southampton. Their first Ofsted report noted that the kids do very few actual lessons at the IKEA school, as most of the day is taken up with assembly. Just a short ferry ride across the Solent is the Isle of Wight. Now, the last time we were here, there were complaints from the people of the Isle of Wight concerning the jokes that we did about them. So apologies, and we will do them a bit slower for you this time. But they're not alone in being a bit slow on the uptake when it comes to comedy. Let's meet the teams. Please welcome on my right, Tony Hawks and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Rachel Paris and Marcus Brigstock. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar words. For example, many people don't know the difference in meaning of the words ratchet and wrench. Well, a wrench is a hand-operated metal tool commonly used to turn nuts and bolts, whereas ratchet is what I found in my dressing room kettle. Well, the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Rachel, you can start.
Hyperbolic. Extremely large testicle.
Tim.
Buttercup, get ready for an injection.
Marcus.
Arresting, a Jamaican bed.
Tony.
Unisex, what students are having when they should be studying.
Affable, not a whole cow.
Fleeting, Jamaican getaway car.
Misdirection, what happens when you can't find the Viagra?
Gloating, Jamaican torch. There's more.
Bunting, Jamaican bread roll.
Gujarati, it's looky you like painting.
Deceive, what you use to drain de vegetables.
Brisket, fast moving grumpy old man.
Ringtone, give me a call.
Treason, a Yorkshire explanation.
Dictator, a Piers Morgan shaped spud.
Okay, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs now in the round called Pickup Song. Marcus Brigstocke once starred in the West End musical Barnum. It was the show that did for Marcus's musical theatre career... Sorry, I'll read that again. It was the show that did for Marcus's musical theatre career... No, apparently the sentence does end there. Okay, teams. Sven will spin the discs. Each of you should sing along to your songs until Sven turns the music down. If, on its return, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean a frankly desperate exercise in puerile self-congratulation. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Excitingly, this week's prize comes with its own royal warrant. It's this generous tin of Prince Andrew whitewash. Tim, I'd like you to start, and I'd like you to accompany the village people singing in the Navy.
Where can you find pleasure? Search the world for treasure. Learn science, technology. Where can you begin to make your dreams all come true? On the land or on the sea? Where can you learn to fly? Play in sports and ski and dive. Study oceanography. Sign off for the big band or sit in the grandstand when your team and others meet. In the Navy. Yes, you can sail the seven seas. In the Navy. Yes, you can put your mind at ease. In the Navy. Come on now, people, make a stand. In the Navy. In the Navy. In the Navy. Come on, protect the motherland. In the Navy.
In the Navy.
Okay, so you're next, Marcus. I'd like you to accompany Jamaican rapper Sean Paul singing his hit single, Get Busy.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Annabella, shake that thing. Yeah, Donna, Jordy and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop. When a beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy, get crunk up, percolate. Anything you want to call it, oscillate your hip, but don't take pity. Me want to see you get live on a rhythm when me ride and me lyrics, I provide electricity. Gal, nobody can tell you nothing, can you don't know your destiny. Your sexy lady want power with us, in at a car with us, and on a wall with us. In at the club, they wanna flex with us, they get next with us, they can vex with us. From the day me born, jag, night me flame, gotta call me name, man, it's me fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on till the early morn, let's get it on.
Get it on,
let's get it on till the early morn, girl, it's all good,
girl. Marcus Brigstocke there. I think we'll call that your Justin Trudeau moment. Shall
yes.
We? You now, Rachel Paris, would
yes.
you please accompany Whitney Houston singing I Wanna Dance With Somebody?
Yes.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've done all right. Till now, it's the light of day.
that shows me how. But when the night falls, my loneliness calls. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
Paris. Oh, good. Don't worry, we can make that sound perfectly all right in the edit, you know. Sound like it was in tune and everything, honestly.
Thank you.
Seriously. And finally, would you, Tony Hawks, please accompany Justin Bieber and Luis Fonsi singing Despacito?
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Toma las paredes de tu camarino. Yo seré de cuerpo todo manuscrito. Quiero vivir en tu pelo. Quiero ser tu ritmo. Quiero ser mi santa boca. Sugares favoritos. Déjame sobrepasarte son de peligro. Hasta provocar tu grito.
Sadly, I've just heard that a pod of dolphins have stranded on the beach outside. Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a variation of the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured my Master General, Lionel Blair. Sprightly history buff Lionel recently travelled to Tolland in Denmark, where he and his wife enjoyed a visit to the world's best-preserved Bronze Age fort. After a long day on his feet, Lionel took a well-deserved nap on the soft sphagnum moss of the peat bog. Thinking nothing of it, Mrs. Blair continued her tour and found herself in the gift shop, whilst Lionel awoke to find himself in a display case at the University of Copenhagen. Tim and Tony, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to our theatre audience while here at home is the mystery voice.
Dunkirk. Dunkirk.
Right, you're guessing this one, Rachel and Marcus. So off you go, please, Tim and Tony.
It's a film, and it's one word, and it goes like this. Do you still do that impression?
Of course. Here goes. Beam me up, Scotty.
Well, that's that one out of the way.
Beam me up, Scotty. Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Kirk.
Got it out the way.
Kirk. Kirk gone. Kirk left.
Start the other side of Kirk.
Dunkirk!
Oh! Yes.
Good. Okay, your turn, Rachel and Marcus. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Raising Arizona. Raising Arizona.
It's a film and it's two words.
Arthur. It's Arthur, isn't it?
Oh, Sharon, I hardly recognise you. What have you been doing with yourself all these years?
Well, you know that dog over there?
What, Harry?
Yeah, Harry. Well, I've only been bringing up the bloke he belongs to.
Oh. So, you've been bringing up the bloke Harry belongs to?
Indeed I have. He's my son.
Well, I never.
Cheerio.
Right, so, Harry...
I've been bringing up the bloke he belongs to.
Owner, Ariona. Ariona.
Ariona.
Well, you wouldn't say Ariona, would you?
Arizona. Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona. Well, the next game is called Judge Jack, and it's based on the arbitration-based reality show Judge Rinder. The show's light-hearted format has been sold around the world, from France, where it's known as Le Jugement, to Iran, where it's known as Death Without Trial. So in this round, I shall serve as the judge in a small claims court, with one team acting as the plaintiff and the other as the defendant. However, to complicate matters unnecessarily, each team must deliver their testimony, alternating one word at a time. So, Marcus Paris, I would like you to be the plaintiff, and you're accusing the defendant, Tony Brooke Taylor, of stealing from you. So, Marcus Paris, what do you have to say?
Well,
it
was
when
I
bought
the
new
speedboat
and
I
left
it
in
my
house
over
there
and
he
took
it.
I
am
furious
with
him.
He's
a
bastard.
Tony Brooke Taylor, in your defence, what do you have to say?
I
stand
by
everything
I
have
said
yesterday.
But
now
I
wish
to
say
something
more
interesting.
It
is
mine.
It
is
not
yours.
I
had
another
speedboat
before
that
might
confuse
you
because
it
is
yours.
So
you
say
that speedboat
is
yours,
but
it's
clearly
got
my
name
written
on
it. I
wrote
it
on
it
carefully
with
my
biro.
So is that right? Was the boat clearly marked with the name Marcus Paris written in biro on the side of it?
Certainly
not.
Marcus Paris is they're claiming that this isn't the case. You didn't write Marcus Paris on the side of the boat with a biro.
He
is
a
liar.
Tippex
has
been
used
with
care
to
remove
my
name,
Tippex. But that would have surely washed off in the water.
That's
a
silly
thing
to
say.
It's not silly. I'm the judge. I say I say that that would have washed off in the water.
Well,
look,
I
love
you.
That's as may be, but I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I'm saying that the Tippex would have washed off, and also so would have the name Marcus Paris. Is that not the case?
Well,
biro
can
resist
water
if
you
cover
it
in
glue.
Ah, and did you cover it in glue?
No.
I say to you, Tony Brooke Taylor, that the speedboat clearly had the name Marcus Paris written on the side in biro, but you took it anyway.
No.
What
we
did
was
put
a
large
amount
of
glue
on
top
of
the
boat,
which
tipped
it
into
the
sea
and
killed
several
small
but
entertaining
dolphins.
I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you there. I get the uncomfortable feeling that you are making this up as you go along. Furthermore, that you took the boat from Marcus Paris. It's perfectly innocent speedboat owner. Have you anything further to say, Marcus Paris?
He
is
guilty
of
taking
my
boat
and
killing
my
dolphins.
I've heard enough, and I find you, Tony Brooke Taylor, guilty of the theft of the speedboat. What do you have to say?
We
wish
to
apologise
for
any
injury
to
the
dolphins.
But
they
were
bloody
stupid.
Right. Court adjourned. Well, it's now time for a quick round called Garden or Bedroom. When asked about the subject of gardens, legendary wit Oscar Wilde famously remarked, "Nope, I've got nothing on gardens." So, in this round, teams, I'd like you to come up with examples of phrases likely to be overheard both in the garden and in the bedroom. Tony, you can start.
Shall we put it in the back or the front?
Tim.
Have a sniff of this.
Rachel.
I'm a bit worried I've over-trimmed.
Marcus.
See if you can find the clematis.
I've just planted it in peat.
Do you know, I've been tending to these for a year and I've only just realised that they're artificial.
I have a man in twice a week.
You don't often see daisies out at this time of year.
I had a pair of tits in here last year, now it's just this very angry thrush.
Good, well, it's now time for the round called Swanee Kazoo. You may be surprised to learn that the great Leonard Bernstein once wrote something for the kazoo. He wrote, "No kazoo." So in this round, teams, I'd like you each to perform a duet which combines the ambrosial breeze of the Swanee whistle with the barnyard burp of the kazoo. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Colin would like you to know he doesn't just provide piano accompaniment, but has worked across several disciplines. He even wrote the arrangements for The English Patient. Drop off at A&E, then leave in a corridor for 48 hours. Tim and Tony, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Twist and Shout by the Beatles to feature Tony Hawks on the kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee whistle. Tim and Tony. You now, Rachel and Marcus, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the James Bond theme to feature Marcus Brigstocke on the kazoo and Rachel Paris on the Swanee whistle. Sir Marcus Brigstocke. Incidentally, if you'd like a framed photograph of Colin Sell, I'm told there's one in the skip outside his agent's office.
Oh,
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time. There is just time to fit in a quick round of Nautical Film Club. Sven was telling us of his distinguished career on the high seas aboard the Royal Yacht Britannia, where he serviced a number of queens and experienced many a rough passage. He says he still has an abiding memory of his leaving party, clinging to a boy after being tossed overboard. Well, in this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest titles of films likely to prove popular with nautical folk. You can start this one, Rachel.
For a Few Dollars Mooring.
Tim.
There's Something About Mary Rose.
Marcus.
Rowboat Cop.
Tony.
Four Weddings and a Funnel.
Anchor Man.
Some Like It Yacht.
Oars.
Sailor, 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 spy.
Oars 2. Think you know where I'm going next.
Drowning Miss Daisy.
Seven Tides for Seven Rudders. Starring Howard Keel and Ethel Mermaid.
A Star Is Bored. A star is a starboard. A starboard is born. A star is starboard.
Leave it, Rachel. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the half-cooked turkey of time is contaminated by the salmonella of serendipity and the desperate diner of destiny confronts the toilet out of order sign of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Portsmouth, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Timbra Taylor, Marcus Brigstock, Rachel Paris, and Tony Hawkes have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.